much. Sorry to say that Butch Thompson's going to be a little late tonight, so I thought I'm going to have to fill in for him. And he's, we're in touch by satellite phone here. Keep your seats. He'll be here very shortly. My name is Julio Iglesias. That was Ain't Misbehaving by... That's right. That's Waller. Good. But it's not a quiz. But go ahead and tell me stuff like that in case I forget. And here's a... That's kind of the warm-up. Here's a blues number called How Long... played by a lot of people. My favorite version of it is by Jimmy Yancey, who's a Chicago pianist. And I think he played even fewer notes than I do on that, but maybe a couple. That was his way of trying to get as much music as possible out of as few notes. And boy, you guys are really quiet. It's great. I'll tell you something. This is not for tonight's, but you might find it useful at some point. You know, you can go to these fancy concert halls and listen to a concert, and the acoustics are perfect, and you can hear every little breath that the violinist weeks or something, and you just don't miss anything. And that's great, but what you might not know is that that quite often means that the performers can hear everything that you're doing, too. So, you know, I'd like this number here I was playing and not too long ago, and I heard this woman say, "Well, I'm about to go to sleep here." Stuff like that. And of course, after a while, she said, "I don't think he knows that number." She was right, but no. Just keep that in mind. The best one I heard was, I wasn't playing, it was the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and they were playing some beautiful piece by Ravel, and I heard this guy say, I think he thought he was whispering quietly. He said, "I thought you said we could go home early." Well, here you can leave early. Nobody's gonna bother you. Somebody asked me earlier in the week about tunes that I wrote, and I have a couple of them to do here. Not in succession, but here's the first one. This is called Ecuadorian Memories, and I never hadn't been to Ecuador when I wrote it, but that just seemed like a good idea. I wrote it a long time ago. Ecuadorian Memories. Classic tunes called The Pearls. New York pianist who was really a great entertainer and extremely popular multimedia star back in the 1930s. Records all over the jukeboxes all over the country. He was in the movies, and he was on the radio. And in fact, he was one of the first African-American artists to have his own live radio show. A pretty big station in Cincinnati. You could hear it all over the country. He was everywhere. Nowadays, nobody remembers him real well unless you're a fan of this kind of music. He wrote the first piece that I played here, Ain't Misbehavin', and this is something else of his. It's part of a suite that was composed about 1938, when he was working in England. And this is one of the six movements from that, and it's called Limehouse. Big Spider Beck. He was a trumpet player, really, but also pretty interesting piano player. And this is the only one he ever recorded, one of his own compositions. He wrote several others, and they were all published, but this one he actually recorded, so had some idea how he played from that recording. And it's called In a Mist, typical Big Spider Beck title. Another one is In the Dark. All kind of impressionistic or something. In a Mist. one more tune by Jelly Roll Morton before we bring up the guest artist. I know it's a great relief to some of you, probably. It certainly is to me. This is a Latin American style tune. I've been playing them all week. This is the, the fifth one. I didn't play any of the other sessions. You haven't heard this one yet. And it's called New Orleans Joys. Guest artist, my dear friend Stephanie Stevens, and she's going to tell us about her program. She's also going to sing her program. And it's our program, actually. We've been working on this for a few days here.
Small introduction. When I met Butch and his wife several years ago, we discovered that we love Mahalia Jackson and exchanged CDs and gifted CDs and back and forth. And so this evening, what Butch and I are going to share with you are three of her favorite hymns, and then Come Sunday from Duke Ellington's suite, Black, Brown, and Beige. And just briefly, I simply want to say that Mahalia's style was an exaltation of life force. And there was no one like her, but we're going to share those hymns and that song with you anyway. You'll recognize them.
I am Thank you.
okay, we're going to pick it up just a tad. And just slightly.
Come soon.
I didn't expect to hear music like this. That's the playoff music that I forgot to play. Carefully rehearsed. We have time for a couple more short tunes here before we have that promised sing-along. Hold on a second. Good, get him off the piano, man. This is a clarinet. Thought you might want to see it. Okay, it's actually part of the act here. And I'm going to play it on both instruments, this next piece. Duke Ellington we're talking about. And this is one of his really most beloved tunes called Moon Indigo, which he recorded many times and kept playing and working on it through his whole career. First recorded in 1930 and was still playing in the 70s. It didn't sound exactly the same from one record to the next, one show to the next. Pretty much the same tune, but always with improvements and embellishments and things. We're going back down to the simple one here because all I have is the two instruments and I can't even play them simultaneously, much to your disappointment maybe, but I just, you know, I've worked on it. I've gotten, some of you have seen me do this before, and I'm sorry I haven't made any progress, but that's just the way it goes. I've got this book of exercises. It's the John Thompson method for simultaneous clarinet and piano. And I just can't get past this one. There's a stumbling block, you know. The breakthrough is about to come, but here's the current state of affairs. Sleepy stuff? No. 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 Okay. I guess it's me. Anyway, Moon Indigo. Thank you. years. Doesn't sound any different. Smell is much better. Yeah, time for probably one and a half more tunes. I'm in this kind of mood here, so there's another piece by Big Spider Bat. Doesn't sound like the other one at all, so don't worry. And it's called In the Dark. Is that just more than one? Okay. Well, that's good because it's two. I don't have any reason for playing them together like this except that the same guy wrote them both, and that was James P. Johnson. So this is If I Could Be With You, followed very closely by the Charleston. Thank you. This tune already, so even if you didn't know it before, which you probably did, we got copies here. We're running low, though. Oh, I thought it looked like you didn't have too many left there. See how well she serves as an usher? Or whatever. She's great. She's multi-talented.
How well I serve.
Okay, you have to leave this, right?
Right. So, but we are going to sing exactly the same way that I sang. Well, not exactly. Two refrain, two verses. Butch's moment in the sun, and then finishing up with refrain, verse, refrain, which would be third. So. Nice intro.
Thanks so very much. That's all we have for you.
And thanks, guys. Thank you.